ladies and gentlemen, for the beginning of the second hour of this week's edition of the Liberty Hour. This is Mark Glenn, along with my good friend Phil Turney, and today's topic, among other things, is Israeli spying, ladies and gentlemen. A very serious problem that we're facing. The most dangerous aspect of this problem is the fact that these people can come and go across our borders without any kind of circumspection or anything. They have free access. Anytime they want to meet with the president, they merely pick up the phone and schedule an appointment. And as we can see with what's taking place in Iraq and Afghanistan and all of the other maneuvers that are taking place with regards to Iran and Syria and whatnot, that they can not only call him up and schedule an appointment, at that appointment they can say, listen, Georgie, we want you to park three carrier groups off the coast of Iran, and once we give you the word, we want you to push the button and vaporize that nation. So anyway, this is the topic today, is Israeli spying. As usual, we welcome your calls at 800-313-9443. Dave, you were about to make a comparison before we got cut off, so why don't you go ahead?
Oh, yeah, thank you, Mark. Yeah, you know, when I compare Ayatollah Khomeini with our past, our recent past president since the Vietnam War, it's amazing how the Zog media has been able to characterize him as the devil incarnate, because here you have a man, here you have, in Ayatollah Khomeini, you have a great man. He devoted himself to the spiritual life, to religious discipline. He put himself under religious discipline, very spiritual man. Now, here's a man that in the throes of the Iranian Revolution, when our hostages were being held by you know, the radical revolutionary guard, and emotions were running high, and hostages could have easily been harmed. They could have even been killed. And here Ayatollah Khomeini, you know, exercised his influence and his good services to actually preserve our hostages life and limb. He made sure that the hostages got home back to America safe and sound with life and limb. Compare Ayatollah Khomeini to, in other words, this is how Ayatollah Khomeini actually treated his enemies. He made sure they got home safe and sound. Now, compare Ayatollah Khomeini to our past U.S. presidents and how they dealt with our POW MIAs.
And
these presidents were the commander-in-chief of our armed service men and women, and here our own presidents and commander-in-chiefs has been covering up that POW MIA issue. They've refused to even usually even mention it, let alone get our POW MIAs home safe and sound, like Ayatollah Khomeini got the hostages home back to America safe and sound. So so you know, I ask the American people now, who is the evil incarnate? Is it this holy man Ayatollah Khomeini that's the evil incarnate, or is it some of these U.S. Presidents and commander in chiefs that are the U.S. incarnate? Ayatollah Khomeini treated his enemies with more love and compassion than our presidents have treated our own dear servicemen and women that are supposed to be their countrymen, their fellow countrymen, and everything. And the presidents have turned their backs on the POW MIAs. So you know, these Americans better get their heads screwed on straight, Mark and Mr. Turney. That's all I can say, you know? What do you guys think?
Thank you for the call. We'll answer that after the break. Boy, these breaks seem to be coming faster and faster. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back with your phone calls and more discussion on this topic. Stay tuned.
Do you you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With the second hour of the Liberty Hour, and boy, it is going by fast. And Mark, I'd just like to read a little quote here by a person that we had on our show here a while back, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And if you don't mind, it'll just take me a second to read
sure.
it.
And hey, here you're, it the goes.
Okay, you're the I'll captain. Okay, I'll be the captain of this one. Disgusted by the U.S. government's official stance, discounting the survivors' reports, Admiral Thomas Moore, retired Chief of Naval Operations and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, organized and headed a commission to make public the known facts about the attack and the cover-up. The Moore Commission also included Admiral Merlin Starring, former Judge Advocate General of the U.S. Navy, Marine Corps General Raymond J. Davis, and James Atkins, one-time U.S. Ambassador to Saudi Arabia. The Commission's October 22, 2003 report concluded that there is compelling evidence that Israel's attack was a deliberate attempt to destroy American ship and kill the entire crew. That fearing conflict with Israel, the White House deliberately prevented the U.S. Navy from coming to the defense of the USS Liberty by recalling Sixth Fleet military rescue support while the ship was under attack. That surviving crew members were later threatened with court-martial, imprisonment, or worse, that they exposed the truth. and the survivors were abandoned by their own government. That there has been an official cover without precedent in American naval history. That danger to our national security exists whenever our elected officials are willing to subordinate American interests to those of any foreign nation. Now, with that being said, this was going back almost 41 years ago, this June the 8th. I can't see anything that has changed in the last 41 years. We're still subordinating our support to a foreign government, and how much longer is it going to last? How much longer is it going to take the American people to wise up that this country is headed for disaster, not unless we take care of our nation ourselves? With that being said, Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, Phil, because I've been having conversations with folks, you know, that I run into at the store and whatnot. Of course, usually I spend most of my time complaining about how the American people, you know, that they just aren't concerned and whatnot. But as of late, I've been having some interesting conversations with people who really, they're beginning to see that something is not right. And of course, it deals with, has begun with the fact that they are broke. They don't have any money. They're spending all their money on food. You know, up here in North Idaho, even though it is a very rural part of the country, you've got people in subdivisions plowing over parts of their lawn, and they're putting in gardens. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of people who are trying to find ways of feeding themselves, feeding their families, other than going and spending all of their credit card money at the grocery store. This is something that I've noticed. I also have noticed something else, too, and as I said, of course, this is rural North Idaho, but the amount of people who are walking around with a pistol strapped to their side. Now, as I said, you know, up here in North Idaho, it's not an entirely uncommon thing to see this. But whereas you would see this maybe two or three times a year, somebody going around carrying a sidearm, now I'm beginning to see two or three people a week carrying a gun with them. And so there is this mood that seems to be settling on the American people right now, at least up here. They're starting to realize that things are not going well in this country. Now, so far, they have not put two and two together and figured out that this has to do with the more detailed and intricate and sometimes confusing issues involving American foreign policy in the Middle East and in particular our relationship with Israel. More than anything else, they seem to want to blame the oil companies, or they want to blame George Bush, which, you know, I can't necessarily argue with those sentiments. But at the same time, I think what we have here, Phil, is we have a golden opportunity. You see, the American people, because of the fact they're starting to feel the pinch, they are going to be willing to listen, whereas they would not listen a year ago, excuse me. I think that we have an unprecedented opportunity here. And I do believe, as I've said to you before, Phil, there is a reason why you guys did not sink to the bottom of the ocean that day. And it's not necessarily the fact that God thought that you guys were all swell guys, even though you are. I think that there is a bigger plan in all of this, and I believe that it has to do with rescuing not just the United States, but the entire world from the grips of this very dangerous, very evil, malignant influence that we call Israel and the Israeli lobby operating in the United States.
Mark, I think you hit the nail right on the head. And, you know, with gas prices as high as they are, and they're getting higher day by day, they say we're going to hit $200 a barrel. And this is my own opinion, but every time the price of gas goes up or the price of oil goes up on the open market, that is a should be a danger warning to this country that our passion and attachment to Israel has got to end. Now, the Arab governments cannot beat us militarily, but they can certainly make us squirm in the pocket. And when you have to decide against gas or food, what are you going to do? Or do you have to decide how you're going to get to work? Where do you get the money? The money's tightened up so bad right now, even people with good credit can't get credit. So it is, it's a sad, sad thing, and it all comes out from our passion and attachment with Israel, and I'll never be dissuaded from that, Mark. I just know it, and I feel it, and that's why we're in these wars now, and I pray to God we don't get in a war with Iran and Syria. We can't afford any more young men or blood or treasure. This country cannot take much more.
Having said that, Phil, we're going to go back to the phones. We got a lot of callers here. Let's bring up Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Phil. Hey, Mark. How are you guys doing today?
How you doing? Thanks. Good to hear from you again.
Nice to hear from you guys. You can't forget, for beyond the spy thing, you can't forget Ethel Rosenberg, the lady that sold, I'm not sure if she's a lady, but she sold our nuclear secrets to Russia, and she was executed and very well. And her husband, too, I think he was executed, too, but that's more... I'm not sure if Israel existed at that time. I think they did, but they sold. They considered Russia their homeland because they were from Russia at that time.
Exactly.
So it's the same kind of deal. Then you mentioned Steve Rosen. He's from AIPAC. He's like you said. He's going to go on trial. Then you have Bill Clinton, pardoning Mark Rich, who was a big time. I'm not sure how much espionage, but he was extortion. He was a very bad man, and he fled to Israel, and then was arrested. Then he came back to the United States. They arrested him. Then I'm not sure how much money he gave Bill Clinton, but I'm sure Bill Clinton got a lot of money from him. And it's just been it's kind of a sad state of affairs. And we have Michael Chertoff, who runs the FBI. He runs everything in the Department of Homeland Security. It's all kind of umbrellaed underneath that government, that so-called government that we have now. And he's definitely has a lot of influence on the president. And if he doesn't release Pollard when he goes to the 60th year anniversary of the occupation of Palestine, then he's going to release him when he gets out of the office, because, you know, he'll just pardon him. And I almost hope that he does. Because if he does, I hope people wake up, and the people that wrote those books and the people that know the story will say, what the heck is this government doing? Why would they release this guy who stole so much from the United States and so much from their people and let him go? What power does these people have on government? And something's got to do it in the USS Liberty. These people take so big risks. I mean, imagine attacking a country the size of New Jersey, attacking the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the risk factor of them not getting away with it, and just to have the big enough kahuna to do that, it ceases to amaze me. And what won't they do? You know, we know that they have their hands in a lot of illegal activity, and. And Mark, I'm not sure if you're a Kiss fan. You know the rock band Kiss,
right?
Like Gene Simmons, he's the lead singer, and you can go online and listen to it. And this is how racist these people are, though. He was cleaning his brand new Mercedes Benz and everything, and he had one of his friends there that was Jewish who was cleaning his trunk out. He goes, "Oh, you don't clean the trunk out?" And he's like, "Why?" He goes, "Those are what Gentiles are for. You know, those are what Gentile people are for," and. Mm-hmm. That goes to the mind frame of these people are racist. Not only against Gentiles, but Israel was established by white, Caucasian, Jewish people that are supremacist racist from Europe. You know, that's how Israel was founded upon. And they think all these people in America are, you know, racist. Those people are just as racist as anybody else are.
Absolutely. Yeah, I didn't know what racism was. Until I started delving into the Jewish issue, all the stuff that I'd heard about, slavery and the Nazis, and all, I didn't even know what racism was until I started delving into this. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be back after a minute, and we will get your calls. So everybody, just hang tight. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go with our last half of the second hour of the Liberty Hour. And, Mark, I know we have a lot of people on the line, so let's just try to get them all on.
Okay. Jeff, if you're still on, thanks for your call. And I couldn't agree with you more. I don't relish the idea of Jonathan Pollard being released, but as my good friend Mike Piper said the other night, this may be the thing necessary in order to make the American people understand just how bought off our government is. Anyway, let's go to, we got, Phil, we have Ron on the phone. Ron, we both know who Ron is. I think he's got some interesting information for us. Ron, you were mentioning him earlier, is a survivor of the Liberty. He was a communications technician, and as you indicated, Phil, he is one of the men who had the unfortunate opportunity of going into the hall and pulling out the remains of his fellow servicemen that day. So, Ron, come on up, buddy.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm just getting over some bronchitis, so I hope I can get a chance to read this letter from Senator Enzi before I run out of breath or run out of ability to even talk.
Okay, Ron.
Yeah. I got a letter here from Senator Mike Enzi from Wyoming. And by the way, Phil, I think you had Senator Barrasso. Did you say Maryland? It's actually Wyoming.
Oh, okay. Now, I have down here MD. That's my mistake, ladies and gentlemen. So it would be North Dakota.
Yeah, I just thought I'd...
Okay, thanks for clarifying that, Ron.
January 31st, 2006, letter to me from Senator Mike Enzi. Before I read this, I'm getting to the point anymore after I've discussed the liberty for over 40 years now. And so I get to the point where I like to come down to just plain old facts. And a fact just what Mike Enzi has written to me. Dear Ron, thank you for your letter regarding USS Liberty. I understand your continued frustration that there was no formal investigation into this attack. Now, that's word for word. I am aware that following the attack on the USS Liberty in 1967, requests were made to investigate by Congress and the U.S. Navy. Here it is again. Requests were made to investigate by Congress and the U.S. Navy. Well, we both know the U.S. Navy followed through. Anyway, it says, unfortunately, I can find no public record. That's no public record determining why congressional action was not taken. I understand your support for a new investigation, but I am concerned that the length of time that has passed would make an inquiry extremely difficult. Well, I beg to differ with him because we've never let any of the evidence fall by the wayside. That's still around. Well, I do not serve on the Senate Armed Forces Committee, which has investigative authority on this matter. I will share your comments with the committee. The rest of the letter deals with my concern about the congressional people in this country and the lack of concern for family. And it's kind of a personal thing because my family has went into complete upheaval over my efforts to try to get an investigation into the Liberty, and talking about the Liberty has been a complete fiasco. So that's a formal letter from Senator Enzi, and I would just challenge anybody out there to write their own senator, their own congressman. Help me out. I'd like to get some history on this. If there's a record out there, I'd like to know.
Hey, Ron, why don't you tell everybody listening why this letter that you received from Enzi is so important. Let them know that why this is important. Now, to some people who may be coming to this issue of the Liberty and the quote-unquote congressional investigations and all the rest of that stuff, it doesn't necessarily hold any significance. So why don't you tell them why this letter is important?
Well, let's just go back to what Captain Ward Boston wrote to me in a personal letter about the Naval Board of Inquiry. He said, I can't quote it verbatim because I don't have it in front of me, but he said that the Court of Inquiry was a sham and a whitewash and that he was forced to make the outcome appear to be an accident. And there were other words there, but that's pretty much the size of it. So actually there's never been any real investigation. And so... consequently, we're looking for that record, that the congressional investigation, to see what they found out. So far, we found no official record. And
Ron,
neither.
Go ahead, Phil. Go ahead.
Yeah, if I may, Ron, I know that the standard mail we get back from all senators and congressmen in the Navy is that there has been anywhere from 8 to 12 official congressional investigations, which we know is a lie. There's never been any. And also, the only Navy investigation was the Whitewash Board of Inquiry investigation. Now, to go back a couple of years ago, which you worked on this very hard, and you know more about it than most people, is the War Crimes Commission. Tell our listeners what they did to the War Crimes Commission and how they suppressed it, please.
Well, I wasn't really a part of that. I know that the Liberty Veterans Association issued that, I guess. The only thing I know about it is it sort of kind of went to file 13. I can't say much more than that.
Okay, in other words, it was blocked, and they would not take our papers and our eyewitness testimony seriously. And what they did was, when you said they filed 13, that's just throw it in a wastebasket. But the War Crimes Commission went into the shooting of the life raft, shooting of the men on deck.
Hold on, Phil. We got to go to a break. Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last half hour of this edition of the Liberty Hour. Phil, you were talking about this letter from this Enzi, Congressman Enzi. The point that I wanted to make here is that one of the things that we are constantly hearing from these Israel firsters is that the Liberty Incident, and I hate, again, to call it that. It's not the Liberty Incident. An incident is something that's shrouded in mystery and is harmless. The Liberty Attack, or the Liberty Massacre, really, is the term that I prefer to use. One of the things that we hear from all of these Israel supporters is, oh, there were all these investigations done, the case is settled, it was a case of mistaken identity, blah, blah, blah. The fact that this congressman and others, by the way, have responded to inquiries that have been made on this, they have stated quite clearly that there has been no congressional investigation that has taken place. There's been more forensics and investigating done on Monica Lewinsky's dress than has been done on the Liberty Incident. And as Ron pointed out, the letter from Ward Boston, who was basically ordered by Admiral McCain, John McCain's father, operating under orders from Secretary of Defense McNamara and President Lyndon Johnson himself, that he was ordered to rule that this entire thing was a case of mistaken identity. So I guess that's the point that I wanted to make, is that we have here a letter from one of our elected members of Congress stating clearly that no investigation, no congressional investigation has been done on the USS Liberty.
And Mark?
Yes, Ron.
If the people listening in would take the time to just ask their senator or congressman if they could find a record of this, I think we would be elated if we could find the record. Just the magnitude of this attack alone should have warranted a congressional investigation. And if you will remember, the letter said it was asked Congress to investigate, and he doesn't know why they can't find a record of it. So, what more can I say? I try to give people something they can really sink their teeth into. The Liberty story is—it's involved, it's deep, and this is something is relatively simple that they can ask, and would help us out tremendously. Maybe there is a record, but I doubt it.
Ron, Mark brought up a very interesting name, McCain. And, of course, we served under him, Admiral McCain, when we were in the Med. But we also have to bring up another name, Senator John McCain, that is running for the President of the United States. And he endorsed a book done by A.J. Crystal, a federal bankruptcy judge in Florida, that basically calls you and me and the rest of the survivors a bunch of liars and anti-Semites and so on and so forth. And he endorses this book with high praise. Now, how do you feel about that type of endorsement with this senator calling us a bunch of idiots?
I don't think I can say that over the radio, Bill.
Okay, I have the same feeling. But as a general, informative book, how would you rate this book?
Crystal's book is full of lies, and they can be proven differently. And I guess this might be the time, and if I remember correctly, we're still offering, I think, a $10,000 reward for anybody who can prove the book is right. Is that not correct, Phil?
Okay, absolutely. Anybody that can disprove our account or our documents, there's $10,000 out there waiting for you. AIPAC, Israeli Lobby, the President of Israel, anybody that wants to prove us wrong, all they have to do is collect it from the LVA with their documents or their sworn testimony.
Yeah, and I wasn't sure whether to mention that because I wasn't really sure it was still active, but now you have confirmed that. So if you want to sharpen your pencils and see if you can prove us wrong, it's worth a few bucks.
Ron, do you have anything else to add?
That's about it. I just want something for the people to they could sink their teeth into. I think this would be one item they could really grab a hold of.
Well, I also want to let the people know about your patriotism and what the CT's were all about. You don't have to go into your secret stuff or all that stuff, but I want people to know about the CT's. And 90% of the casualties aboard the ship were communication technicians. These men had to go through the most vigorous, rigorous background check that any person can go through. Now, Ron, if you have to go through that type of interrogation and background check, what kind of patriots are these men that you served with?
The most red-blooded Americans that I know. Yes, all of us that were carried the clearances, and I've always hesitated to mention this, Phil, because I know you weren't a CT, and I know you were ship's company, but still, by the same token, I admire you for allowing me to bring it up. I don't want to cause any dissension, but just to simply say that, as I remember, they went from almost two generations back checking us guys out when we served our country. So anybody that would think for one moment that the men and the CTs and the other men, too, that supported us, are the type of people that we've been called, I would ask them to check into it one more time because we were trusted on a daily basis with highly classified material. You don't hand that kind of stuff to racists, as far as I'm concerned. That's my opinion.
I happen to agree with you, Ron, and I have gotten a whole new respect for the CTs. and who they are and what they've done and how they served aboard the USS Liberty. And it's just a crying shame that so many of them had to be killed when it could have been prevented if help would have been able to get to us, but was denied us by our own government.
That admiration, by the way, is mutual. I know that the work that you've done and what you did in putting out fires and shoring up the bulkheads and what have you probably more than likely saved my life, and I'm sure you were served by the hand of God that day. And for anybody that really wants to dig into this really deep, if they're into the biblical part of it, I ask them to look up Revelations 2:9. Bring it up next time the program comes up and see what you come up with, because I'd like to know. Thank you, Ron.
Always good to hear from Ron. Good man. Phil, we've got some more callers here I want to bring up. We've got Byron from Canada.
Yeah, hi, guys.
How you doing, Byron?
Hey, Byron.
Hi. Hey, you know, just a couple little bit of rants I've got. You know, an accident would possibly be when they, during the Iran-Iraq war, when the Iraqi pilot hit the USS Stark, you know, he fired one missile. That could be considered maybe an accident that happened, you know, a mistaken identity. But now if he had turned around and fired another missile and then took his machine guns and was raking the ship, then you'd have to say probably that was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you were talking about, how the Ayatollah treated the American hostages. Well, take a look and see how Saddam Hussein treated the American hostages. I remember them sitting on a sofa of some sort with tea and crumpets and a cake in front of them, eating them. And I'll never forget the American media on CNN was just up and screaming about it. Oh, that's a war crime. He's parading the hostages in front of the cameras. What a war crime that is. I think there'd be a lot of Iraqi prisoners would have been loved to be treated that way by the Americans. The last thing I want to say is some of the stuff that you come out on your show, and I've never heard anybody from some Jewish group or person phone in and take you up on some of the stuff that you're saying, such as the Israelis snipers that are killing Americans. I read that article several months ago, I think. And it was so out there. I thought, can't be right. I mean, surely somebody would have picked up on that. But you know, the other day I was listening to Air America, and David Horowitz was on there. And I think I hate to say for sure, but I think it's possible it was a Tom Hartman show, mm-hmm. and it was discussing his book. And David Horowitz, he started ranting and raving how the Democrats, they split this country and just terrible stuff. And this guy just sat back and just calmly, everything that Horowitz would say, brought out facts and stuff and just absolutely destroyed this guy on air. Like, it made him out to be he come out like a big, big liar. And I got thinking, I said, well, that's why these groups will not phone shows like you guys. When you guys bring out facts, And you know, challenge, you know, what the mainstream media is saying, that, you know, we're getting a bunch of lies, because they cannot argue when it's a one-on-one. They can't argue with you because they would have to lie, and you guys has got the proof, you've got the truth, and that's why they won't challenge you. And I'm going to issue a challenge out to all these Jewish people. Quit being a chicken crapper. Phone up Mark and Phil. Take them on what they're saying. If you got truth on your side, take them on. Why don't we hear anything from you guys? I think you guys are nothing but a bunch of liars. You're a bunch of cowards. You'll never go fight a war that where the enemy has maybe is sort of close to equal strength. So you're always picking on people that are throwing rocks, maybe that has a machine gun and an MK-47. You know, you never take on people that's of equal strength. You're a coward, and you're a coward. You won't respond to anything that shows like this show here has said about you. That's basically it. They're a bunch of filthy, lying, chicken cowards.
Byron, you're only half right about them being unwilling to call and challenge us. They do call us at home, using a calling card where their number can't be traced. They do call Phil, and they do call me, and they say, we're going to come and kill your family if you don't stop your show. Or, you better never visit Israel or you'll never come out of it alive. So the fact of the matter is that we do get calls from them, but it's done in a typical mafia fashion where they threaten our wives and our children and, of course, ourselves. But they do it in a way where they know that they can't get caught.
Well, all I got to say is after listening to Horowitz the other day, and you know, like I said, he was just absolutely, and I'm sure other people may be listening to the show, probably heard it the other day, but he is so discredited from, you know, he couldn't even argue his point with any honesty. And like I said, you know, if these people have got the truth on their side, they don't have to go threaten anybody. Get on the phone you people in, and just challenge you on the facts. And, of course, you never get that because they are liars. They would have to tell lies, and you can discredit them very easily. Anyway, I'll get off the phone there and let somebody else
talk. All right, Byron, good to hear from you.
Bye.
Okay, let's bring up, John from Tennessee. John, come on up.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Listen, this is interesting because I was thinking about this Bush scroll this morning, actually thinking about their call and plead for George Bush to release Jonathan Pollard. And I do look for him to give him a presidential pardon before he exits the White House. What's interesting, guys, I think is, and what a lot of people are missing, is the American president for years has been under subjugation or been subject to the state of Israel, and for a reason other than being bought off. I think it's the fact that Freemasonry, the upper echelon, the illumined ones, those that are considered the adepts, are over and in control of those under him or under them. And unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, our president and our politicians and those in our government and our banking and our industry are all subject to those Masons that are in higher authority, whether it's in Israel or in Europe or in Afghanistan. They do as they're told. They're good little boys.
Well, I would agree with you in large part, John, you know, that these guys, it's no secret that they are members of the Lodge. You know, when you join a club, you know, just like think back when we were kids and, you know, there was a treehouse club or there's something like that. There are rules, you know, that you were expected to do this. You know, you had to eat worms or you had to do something in order to be initiated. And then after that, you know, you were expected to do certain things to remain a member in good standing. And so the whole issue of these guys being members of these secret societies, it's not a conspiracy theory. It is the truth. And, of course, these guys, they are required to do certain things in order to remain members in good standing. However, I don't think that it's just their membership that has got Bush and these other guys.
I don't either. I believe that they're complicit. They know where it's going, and they're okay with it. Phil,
well,
are you
not
familiar?
Just that, John. Not just that. I do believe that Israel has made it clear to every president since Lyndon Johnson that if they don't get what they want, then America is going to get it. It's going to get a bullet to the head in the form of an economic collapse or even a nuclear weapon or several nuclear weapons going off. I think that this is something that has been made clear to every American president, to say nothing of the fact that I'm sure that Israeli intelligence has got all kinds of embarrassing or even incriminating information on these people.
I agree.
That would be made public if they didn't go along with the program.
Bill, you said that there was no investigation in the Liberty, and I think that there's a reason for that. It's the same reason that there was no real investigation into the attack on Pearl Harbor, because Roosevelt was aided by fellow Freemasons. I believe that those that knew what happened what happened to the USS Liberty, rather than investigated, it was buried because of the connection to the Masonic Lodge, so the connection ties back to Israel. Are you familiar with the Bush Scroll, Phil?
Yes, and, you know, I have to agree with you. It all comes back to power. Who's got the power button?
Anyone, think about this. I called the local show here in Nashville today. This guy calls himself your Washington insider. He was part of the presidency of the first George Bush. He's an attorney. And I asked him about the Bush scroll, and I told him, you know, they're addressing him. And this guy claims to be a Christian also, Mark. He, you know, I told him that they're addressing him as the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal and the leader of the West, and they're calling for Jonathan Pollard's release. His thing, he said, well, Bush has been awful good to Israel. They ought to be honoring him. And I'm like, man, where is your mind? Why can you not think unless you are part of it also? You know, when you're calling the president the chief prince of Gog and Magog, and you know that the Sanhedrin and the Temple Institute put great credence and great store on a scroll, to them that is the epitome of an honor. And George
Hold on,
Bush
John. We've got to go to a break, and we'll pick this up afterwards. Hold
okay.
on.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of this May the 10th edition of the Liberty Hour. I want to thank everybody for participating, in particular John Stattmiller at RBN for giving Phil and me the opportunity to do this program, Manny, our producer, all of you out there, and, of course, God himself for sticking with us through this whole thing. You know, I've often said that many times, that the patience of God is something that is truly a mystery, because when you see what is particularly what is taking place today all of the brutality that our nation has brought against millions of innocent people around the world right now, and the fact that we're still breathing as a nation, barely, shows that that God really is, he has the patience of Job, as they say. But anyway, John, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, just real quickly, and I appreciate you letting me even say this, but I brought this to the knowledge of a host here in Nashville. And when I got to the point where I was telling them that it was in Jedediah's cave, the highest Masonic temple in the world, unfortunately, guys, he had me on mute and was talking over me, because the truth is a two-edged sword, man, and it is sharp, and it'll cut deep, and they don't want the truth going out. You know, people need to realize that they're not going to present George Bush with a scroll. They're not going to confirm him with or call him by a title without giving it a great deal of thought. It's not something they do lightly. So my question to America is, if they know who George Bush is, don't you think it's time that we wake up and do our homework and do our study and take it before God and determine what our country is and what it isn't, and really stand up, you know, do what the Bible says, reprove and rebuke and show people and call it for what it is? Don't you think God's getting fed up with America?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Hey, John, if you would drop me an email, because I'd like to follow up on some of the things that you talked about in private. If you would drop me an email at thelibertyhour@yahoo.com, maybe I'll give you a call later on today.
Okay. Hey,
take care.
That, or I can leave my name with Manny if you want.
Yeah, that'd be fine. That'd be fine.
Okay, I'll just leave my number with Manny.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Phil, we've got one more call, and it is Carl from Montreal. Come on up, Carl.
Hello, how are you doing today?
How are you doing? Sorry to keep you on hold.
I kind of agree a lot with your last caller. See, I'm a researcher of the Bible. I know I'm not a dispensationalist, and I don't agree with the Protestant fundamentalist eschatology. I believe we've been lied to, and I believe a lot of these religious leaders have also been, you know, teaching us a bunch of, you know, just error instead of the truth. And, see, I believe, like, you know, the Revelation talks about beasts and uses symbols of beasts like Daniel does. And these different beasts symbolize political empires, world powers, like Rome and Babylon and America, like the last caller was saying. You know, where the scroll of Bush, I think they also called him Gog of Magog. Was
yes.
It? Yes. And I believe this all ties in with the end times, and I believe we have to wake up and come to realize that, you know, this theology, these seminaries, what these pastors have been taught is also wrong. And how, you know, I believe all of this is leading towards Armageddon. And Bush even talked about getting rid of false religion in 2002 with a meeting with King Abdullah, who I believe also is a Mason. And he was given a speech, and I've criticized the Bush family, and I ended up in prison in the United States, and I spent years in prison, and I come here to Canada, claim asylum. I've been locked up here. I've been on several other shows. I don't know if you heard me, but
yeah, I have.
I have a website. It's freecarl.com. I'm going to have my writings uploaded to my site and other documents as well. If anyone wants to take a look, it's
all right,
www.
Carl, sorry to have to cut you off, but we're at the end of the show here.
Thank you.
Steer us out of here.
Okay, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place, and, you know, God bless all of you, and have a safe weekend, and enjoy yourself. Bye. Men.